time to talk some cricket with our man, played 24 tests for Australia, fast bowler Stewie Clark. Stewie, morning to you.
Morning, boys. You're all feeling okay after your night out in Mudgee last night?
We're fresh.
Water for me, Stewie. Always a professional.
Little bloke, it's good to hear your voice. I don't see you that often these days.
No. Well, I'm still hanging around rugby league.
Sneaking around the corners. Just hit Alt, copy, Alt, V, put the same story and change the name, wheel it out again.
That's no, Stewart, don't be like that.
That's a sledgehammer.
You know what? You're better than that.
Yeah, to be honest.
Stewie, it's not a fast bowler's game, is it? Surely, when you look at the scores there yesterday. We're just talking about the England score last night in Pakistan. And also, let's face it, this pitch in Perth, it is flattening out big time, isn't it? It's a batsman's game these days.
Mate, look, there's a little bit of life and carry in the wicket. But yeah, look, it's certainly Smith and Labuschagne made it look like it was pretty easy. The West Indians, I'm not sure they got their tactics right. They didn't bowl their fastest bowler yesterday till an hour into the game, when they bowled their two medium paces to take the new ball, which was only about 6 or 7 overs old. That said, they didn't look like getting anyone out other than a batter making a mistake. Poor old David Warner must be pretty disappointed with life, given that everyone else has just gone out and made it look really easy. But you've got to give the West Indies some credit. They came out and we all thought, you know, me included, oh, no, how many are they going to get? They aren't going to be able to do with the bounce and the pace in this wicket. But they certainly did, and Chandrapal looked good. Brathwaite's going to, you know, bat for long periods of time, and the Aussie bowlers, they had no answer. So it's going to be a tough old slog, and the capitulation we were expecting from the West Indies panel, I was, doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Stewie, it looked like a net session to me personally yesterday, but Steve Smith, 200 not out. I'll put you on the spot, Stewie. Is he the best batsman you've seen?
In Australia. In Australia, look, at the moment, you watch him and you think no one's going to get him out. You know, he's made some modifications to his technique and that type of stuff. So, look, I was lucky enough to play with Ricky Ponting and Matthew Hayden and people of that ilk. And I always looked at Ricky Ponting. There's always Bradman, which, you know, pre my time. But look, Steve Smith's now in that conversation, certainly from a statistical point of view. And certainly from what he does for the Australian cricket team. He's a wonderful player, and he will be regarded as one of Australia's greats, I think, when he finishes, whatever that may be.
What modifications do you see, Stewie, in Steve Smith's game?
Well, if you remember, if you watched last, he had that big step across, and he used to sort of get himself into a sometimes an awkward position. It was certainly, as you know, someone that looked at it, you went, oh, he might miss one, get hit on the pad here, or his head would fall over. And he just looked all at sea at different stages. And he was having a little bit of trouble against the short ball. Remember Neil Wagner really, you know, shortened him up, I think, in Perth or in Brisbane with ball bouncing. He's got rid of that. There's still a little movement back and across, which is sort of what he did when he burst onto the scene in 2010. I was still playing, and, you know, he had a little pre-movement to his batting. But he was nice and still at the point of contact, and he's gone back to that, and it's showing. And they bowled some short stuff at him yesterday, and it looked like he had about 3 days to hit it. He had that much time. So that little sort of, that little getting rid of that big movement has changed his technique and taken him back to Steve Smith that I remember when he burst onto the scene.
Stewie, well, most people thought that the West Indies would have lost a couple of wickets late last night, and they bowled 25 overs. The Australian bowled 25 overs at the West Indians. In your mind, how did we bowl? What did we do wrong, or were we just unlucky?
No, I thought we were fractionally short, to be fair. I thought we got the ball to carry through nicely, and if you watch closely, there was a lot of sort of half plays not playing at the ball. I thought Josh Hazlewood probably was our pick of our bowlers. He got it a little bit fuller, was prepared to get hit down the ground, which was good to see. In Perth, the challenge is coming from, you know, not playing four-day cricket and then going over there is to get that length right. And I thought, if anything, we were a fraction short and maybe we were a fraction wide at different stages. And the ball did swing, it swung from wide outside off stump. So both players just let the ball go, and you know, we weren't bad, we were just fractionally off. I thought our intent was good and things like that, but a little bit fuller, perhaps a little bit straighter, and I think those edges will ensue over time. And I think the bit about the Australian bowling attack is once they get a wicket or two, I think they can really get into that middle order, and that's what they'll be looking to do first thing up today.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you think if we get one or two early this morning, we can roll through them pretty quickly?
Well, the two at the crease are the two guys that can bat for long periods of time. They can really bludgeon out an attack and also blunt out an attack and not let anything get past, not get phased. We saw Chandrapal, he got hit right in the, last night and looked like pretty painful, but he stood back up and got on with it. As you get into the middle order, they've got some guys that are a bit more freer with their stroke play, so if they can get rid of these two, at least one of these two, and open up an end, then I think they can really come into their own.
Question on the text line. Now, ask Stewie, how was Benson's Lane last Saturday?
Hot and flat. And mate, when I've been fielding for 75 overs, the last five was a little bit painful.
Hey, Stewie, I know you wouldn't have seen a lot of this game yesterday, but can you believe that there's been 500 runs scored in a test match in one day, and it was only off 75 overs, and there was four centurions?
I flicked over after the Australian game. I just sort of thought, oh, look, there's a game going on in England v Pakistan, and I thought the score was wrong. I thought I'd missed a day. And then I went on my phone and had a look. I can't believe it. I watched Joe Root play a reverse sweep or a lap sweep against a fast bowler in about the 33rd over. The wicket is very, very flat, I might add, but they've just gone out and taken the game to Pakistan. And Pakistan had no answers. I don't know what the record is for the most runs in one day, but I'm speechless to see how well they, or how hard they hit the ball and how attacking they were.
Stewie, a lot of politics has crept into cricket, whether we like it or not. What's your theory and stance on the Australian team? I mean, the crowds haven't been good. Some suggest they're on the nose. Do you believe cricket at the Australian level is struggling to garner support?
I don't know if the players are on the nose. I think people are a bit cricketed out. Like the World Cup, the T20 World Cup came in early and it, you know, people really build up to that first test, and it's like the start of the summer. It's almost like we're halfway through the summer rather than the start of the summer. So people have a limited amount of money to spend on whatever they want to do from a social point of view. And this, you know, to be fair, the thought around the West Indian cricket team at the moment is they're not the strongest team in the world. If this was an Ashes series or a series against India, the place would be chock-a-block no matter where they go. So I think there are always going to be big series and there are always going to be Dow series. That's just what it's been for a long period of time. I don't know if the players are on the nose. I think people are just a bit fatigued with cricket because there's been so much of it. Don't forget, we get this test match, we go to Adelaide, then the South Africans are out here, and then you go straight into the Big Bash, which goes for about 2.5 months again. People are really fatigued. So I think cricket, that's the big challenge for cricket, is how do you keep people entertained or interested and then also sell the rights and make money out of the TV money that comes with it?
Stewie, we'll leave it there, mate. Appreciate your time as always. Chat soon.
Good on you, boys. Enjoy your afternoon.